Yes, it is safe to apply it to kids as well. It's just the emphasis will change depending on the age group that you're working with. What I'll do, if I do a screen share, I've got a document somewhere. Let me get this up. Have you heard of the long-term athletic development model?
Fighters, welcome back to another episode of Heatrick Muay Thai Performance.
Let me quickly show you that because that will help you to really picture, okay, this is the age group I've typically got here. And it's a little bit different for males to females as well because of the maturity is different. You know, where there are true adolescent changes, it's a little bit earlier for girls compared to the boys. And the way you train them, there's like phases that you can run through where the emphasis for true strength and power, which is where we go into with the program, comes a little later. And it's not that you can still train that stuff with younger kids, but it's just you wouldn't load them to the full extent that would develop true maximum strength. You'd be more working the movement patterns, and it's more training to train rather than fully training. It's kind of getting their bodies to figure it all out, get used to structuring training sessions, all this kind of stuff. But yeah, let me show you. I'll show you this this document because I think it will make a lot of sense for you. You've got the chronological age down here in years, and then there's like a developmental age as well. So we've got the girls and the boys, and this PHV is peak height velocity. It's just where they grow at the maximum rate. So when they go through that growth spurt, and you'll see that kind of before the growth spurt, there's certain things you work on, and during and after the growth spurt, there are different things that you work on. And these are kind of like windows of opportunity for how these particular qualities can be maximized because the body is actually at a developmental stage where this will be soaked up and learned or developed really, really quickly. And working on the wrong thing at the wrong time is almost, it's just wasting effort. Yeah, it's just the body's not in a position to actually be able to pick up on those physical abilities at that window. So the analogy I have is like when you're younger, it's really easy for you to pick up a second language, for example. And when you're older, you can, but it's just harder. And it's the same with physical attributes. And these things pop up in these windows. So this kind of early age there, so up to around sort of 9 years old, suppleness and flexibility are really good things to be working on. That will change how you move for the rest of your life if you can exploit that window there. Miss that window, and it's just harder. You can get there, but it's just a lot harder. And we've all seen, you know, 18 or 19 year olds that can't touch their toes and things. It's just because they missed that window there. They didn't do things that explored that range of motion. So in your training sessions, that's a really good thing to be focusing on in that kind of age group, along with speed. So the quickness, changes of directions, all these kind of things, exploding and sprinting and stuff like that. They're really good at that sort of stuff early on. And then this skills as in like hand-eye coordination, all that kind of stuff comes in around sort of 8 to 11, typically, somewhere around there. It's a little bit later for the males because the shift. But all of those kind of things, those sort of skilled coordinated movements come in that window there as well. And then you can see there's a little bit of a difference. The girls have like things start to kind of come in around their peak height velocity, which is a little bit earlier than the fellas. But you can see that it's only really here around 11 to 15, typically, a little bit later for the boys, that you can start really working on stamina. So up until now, all of this stuff is lots of different fun games and different things, but you're not really pushing fitness super hard there. It's not your main objective. The fitness can come in a little bit later. And if you've got these kind of age groups, that's where you can really start putting together some of these conditioning drills and all these kinds of things. But earlier, it's going to fatigue them. They're not really going to kind of change their fitness, if you like, by doing that too much. And then it's not till quite a bit later. So it's after peak height velocity. So it's a bit earlier for the girls. They can actually start working strength there. So around teenage years. Early teenage years, they can actually start working true strength. You can load them up, they're fine. The boys you want to leave a little later. So it's around sort of 17 to sort of 20. That's the window there where you can start really pushing that. So in terms of the program as you've got it, the heavy hitters program, where there is true strength training, and it's, I don't you've only really seen the movement and mobility block at the moment. So that would work for any age group. You could throw them into that. There's lots of different stuff going on. The movement patterns that we've got in terms of more strength-based, you just make sure that you're not loading them for true strength, which is true in that block anyway. That's not what we're doing. So that would work for them. And it's more about they're learning the skills of the movement patterns, how to kind of hip hinge and keep the back flat, and what's a knee dominant pattern feel like, and how do I stabilize the core as I'm doing all of this. And those are kind of skilled coordination aspects to the movements. And it's not till later that you would actually start rep max testing them fully and pushing them where they are doing, say, 8 reps with a load that they could only just do 8 reps with. Up until, you know, before this age group, before that sort of strength window, you'd be probably keeping them sort of 2 to 3 reps away from ever being like maxed out, just so they're not pushed truly into that area of strength development. They can still work the patterns. They can still do all those sort of things. And it still feels relatively heavy, you know, especially, you know, for the youngsters, they're like, probably haven't moved anything that heavy. But in terms of us as coaches that know that actually true strength, that neuromuscular development needs you to push heavier and right up closer towards the limit, we're shying away from that bit. But they're certainly going to feel like, oh yeah, I'm moving things heavier than I've done before. But we know we're just keeping them back off of that sort of true high end. And we're keeping them away. It's more the higher reps there. So it'd typically be sort of 8 reps or above for things, rather than down in the 6 rep range or lower. That's then true strength lifting again, assuming that you've matched the intensity for that as well, in terms of how much weight they're moving for those number of reps. But all of that stuff can certainly come in around the teenage years for the girls. You can start doing that with them, and the boys will have to wait a little bit later.
Thanks for listening. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with someone else it could help too. Please give the podcast a review or comment below. We'd love to hear from you. As always, you can visit heatrick.com for more Muay Thai performance podcasts, videos, articles, and guides. Catch you next time.